my mind is frequently unable to follow all the ins and outs and the dates and the chronology of history until it's attached to art. And with me is Michael Tomor. He is the director of the El Paso Museum of Art, and he's here to preview a fantastic exhibit, Rembrandt, Rubens, and Golden Age Painting of Europe, 1600 to 1800. Welcome, Michael.
And thank you for having me again.
You took on a big one this time.
Yeah, we're really excited. This has been a very special project, kind of near and dear to my heart and hopefully to the people of El Paso.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Tell me how the exhibition came about.
About 18 months ago, the director of the Speed Art Museum in Louisville, Kentucky, called me. He's a colleague of mine, and he was putting together an exhibition of their European masterworks to travel throughout the country on an exclusive 5-city tour, and wanted to know if we would be interested, knowing that we have a small but significant collection of European art from the Kress collection and other paintings in the collection. And I thought about it very seriously because the citizens of El Paso and the El Paso Museum of Art, in its service mission, had never provided an opportunity to see original works by these artists. None of them overlap, with the exception of one or two from our European collection, but the El Paso Museum of Art has never shown an original Rembrandt oil or the work of Peter Paul Rubens. I thought this is an opportunity that we couldn't pass up. We've been in existence for 51 years, but there are certain gaps that still remain in our ability to provide these types of exhibitions, and the timing was very good for this.
Well, it's such a huge challenge when you're talking about priceless, literally priceless artwork and its transport and making it immediately available for the public to see. Now, this exhibition opens a week from today, Saturday, September the 15th. It's also going to be paired with another exhibition that's From Church to Village, 16th and 17th century Dutch and Flemish paintings. How will the two exhibitions relate?
Well, there are two exhibitions that are similar in regard to the fact that they're both exploring and explaining what happened in Europe from the 16th all the way through the early 19th century, from 1600 to 1800 with the Golden Age exhibition and with the Northern exhibition from Dutch and Flemish paintings. That exhibition is really 15th and 16th century. So they relate to one another simply because there's a lot going on in Europe in the 16th century, and primarily the Reformation. And this could be a very lengthy conversation about what happens politically, as well as in the sacred world of religion. But the Reformation really sparked new trends in art. And the Reformation being the reform of the Catholic Church that took place as a result of Martin Luther in the early 16th century. And as a result of that, movements that we well know today, Lutheranism, Calvinism, Protestant movements in general, Presbyterianism, these are branches of the church that sprang forward as a result of reforming the Catholic Church.
If I could put this in perspective, for I'm thinking of myself as a kid when I first experienced the Kress collection, and as I've seen the art over the years and had experts say things that just opened my eyes, I have always felt this heaviness, that as though the art had nothing to do with me. It had so much to do with either religious figures or royalty. And then things start to change. And that's where this exhibit is so exciting to me, because of the three factors that brought about this change. And you've referenced the major religious movements and how a different way of looking at the subject matter also started to influence the images that we still have today.
That's right. And I think that it's really important to remember that art only is created in a reflection of the culture out of which it was created. And so if things are changing in the world of religion, so will the art. And for the first time in the history of art, we start to see artists take a look at what's surrounding them in their world and believe that this is a much more civilized approach to discussing the importance of humanity and separating itself to some degree from the church, which really focused its attention on spirituality. So in this exhibition that was curated by Christian Gerstheimer, From Church to Village, we start to see this movement, especially in the 16th century in Flanders and in what's now Amsterdam, what would be considered the Low Countries at that time, and all under the political empire of Spain. So Spain, the great defender of the Catholic Church.
Yes.
So things start to change, and as a result, the subject matter choice, how one goes about presenting that information, is new. And at the same time, simultaneously, we have a very strong rise of a merchant class who can now afford to purchase artwork, whereas it was really limited prior to this, not exclusively, but almost limited to those people who were, as you mentioned, royalty, or in the case, the church, the great patrons of the arts throughout the history of Western European art.
So now we're getting landscapes and still lifes and everyday subjects, but they are still imbued with a certain spirituality often. How did you put it? The humanity, the viewing of the sacredness of humanity.
Right. And bear in mind, too, that so many people at this time period are illiterate in the form of not being able to read text.
Yes.
And they're really dependent upon visual imagery, visual language. They are visually literate, but they're not as much text literate. So the importance of keeping visual language similar so that the public can respond to it is important. So you're going to see crossover with secular subject matter, a subject of everyday life, and religious subject matter, but the meaning will be slightly different. So still lives may look like still lives, and it's not always the case that it's just a beautiful painting of flowers.
It
could have references that you would also see in religious art. The same thing when you're looking at a landscape that may in the distance have something that's maybe more reminiscent of, let's say, the heavenly Jerusalem, something that you might find in a religious piece. So visual literacy and the familiarity of visual language is important to those people who are commissioning the works. They want to be able to read what they're seeing.
Well, and this type of literacy is something that the museum will be tutoring the public on with various events. My guest today is Michael Tomor, director of the El Paso Museum of Art. We are previewing the Rembrandt, Rubens, and Golden Age Painting of Europe exhibition, and From Church to Village, two magnificent exhibitions coming to the museum September the 15th. We'll be right back with more.